This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today on the program, we're speaking with Dr. Peter Benuti. He is a surgeon, inventor, author, professor, consultant, and entrepreneur with over 30 years of experience. Today, we will be focusing in on a breakthrough solution for treating central nervous system disorders, including strokes and cluster headaches. And Dr. Benuti, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for your time, Eric. Appreciate it.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome and appreciate your joining us here today. So for starters, as we understand, Benuti Technologies has a track record of identifying problems and has more than 500 patients. If you would, tell us about your latest breakthrough with Relieve, which is being used by now 700 patients already.
Thanks. Relieve is a technology that uses a neuromodulation system, which means electrical signals, to a specific location just outside the brain called the sphenopalatine ganglion. And by stimulating this sphenopalatine ganglion, you can control essentially access to the brain. The sphenopalatine ganglion is the autonomic nervous system. Effectively, it's like the vagus nerve, but it goes to the brain. And by stimulating, you can open blood vessels, potentially open the blood-brain barrier. You can vasodilate and improve flow. You can also override the sphenopalatine ganglion and decrease vascular flow, decrease spasm, erythema. And so it has also some initial significant effects on patients with pain, especially central nervous system mediated pain.
And even taking that further, explain what is the problem that you're actually solving. I'm sure listeners would appreciate getting into that further.
So the problem solved is, first problem the company solved was the ability to treat a cluster headaches. Cluster headaches happen in about 0.1% of the population, males typically, 7 to 1 over females. Age group is 20 to about 50 is most common. And these headaches are called the suicide headaches. About 74% of patients have suicidal ideation because the pain is so severe from these headaches that patients want to kill themselves or think about suicide. So the technology, by controlling the stimulation of the sphenopalatine ganglion and overriding this with a small micro implant just outside the brain through a minimally invasive surgery that was developed by Dr. Frank Pepe. We have a specific patented surgical instruments and approach. In about a 15-minute outpatient surgery, we can deliver this micro neuro implant to the sphenopalatine ganglion. And then by stimulating this, we can open, by overstimulating, we can shut down and cure some of these severe conditions like cluster headaches and in some situations, migraine and other central nervous system pain issues.
Well, we really appreciate all you're doing in the space and really appreciate certainly your joining us here to introduce Relieve and how it is solving problems in the space as well. So how many people would you say suffer from cluster headaches and neuro disorders? Touch on that a little bit, if you would.
In the cluster headache market, is that it's not small, but it's about 0.1% of the population. So it is a significant area. Many of these patients are misdiagnosed. And they need essential treatments. Many of them try non-approved treatments to try to eliminate their headaches. So it's very challenging. But in the U.S. and in Europe, there are large populations, millions of patients that actually suffer from this condition. There also is efficacy in the area called migraine headaches as well. And migraines can affect up to 10 to 12% of the population. So the device in the system, by overloading or by overstimulating the sphenopalatine ganglion, also has some substantial effect in other painful conditions like migraine headaches, cluster headaches, atypical facial pain, and can also be used in other locations to treat central nervous system pain disorders.
Yeah, thanks for all the details. It's been most helpful. And we are speaking with Dr. Peter Benuti. He is a surgeon, inventor, author, professor, consultant, and entrepreneur with over 30 years of experience. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's health news and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, what is the science behind Relieve and how does Relieve work? And is it an implant and a device? Get into that. I'm sure that would also be helpful.
Thanks. So the technology behind Relieve is it's a micro neural implant about the size of an almond or a little over a centimeter in size. It's an implant that's through a minimally invasive incision in the gum line. We access the sphenopalatine ganglion and implant with stabilization. We implant this neuromodulation device to the sphenopalatine ganglion, and it is a permanent implant. Because it has no battery, it's externally powered, and so there's an external handpiece that you put up near this, and it just outside the cheek, and it powers the neuromodulation device and turns it on and off at a patient's need or when the patient requires it. It also allows you to change the frequency of the device at the stimulation point, the sphenopalatine ganglion. So, for example, with cluster headaches, we would externally power the device, so it's battery-free, MRI compatible, very tiny device. And by overstimulating, we shut down the sympathetic nervous system to the brain, so the vessels are constricted. You see erythema swelling in and around the eyes on one side of the face. Redness goes away. And then within a couple of minutes, patients are completely freed from their painful condition. About 700 patients have been implanted with excellent clinical results. We've had 2 prospective randomized level 1 studies. So it proves the efficacy of the device as well as the external powering system. We call it a radio frequency power system. But in addition, the technology, if we go the opposite direction, so at 100 hertz, we overstimulate and shut down the sphenopalatine ganglion. But if we go the other direction and do a lower frequency, go down to 10 hertz, for example, that allows us to stimulate the sphenopalatine ganglion. And that then enhances blood flow to the brain, enhances dilation of the vessels, improves blood flow, oxygenation, nutrition delivery to the brain, and secondarily may enhance opening the blood-brain barrier, which allows the delivery of larger molecules into the brain so that we can treat disorders that currently cannot be treated because the pharmaceuticals or medical treatments are too large to get through this blood-brain barrier. So it has an interesting effect. And the follow-up to that is we know that if we not just open the blood-brain barrier, but can we immediately shut it down by overstimulating? So we go from a stimulation level on an external device to open up the vessels, open up the potential blood-brain barrier. Then we would reverse this at a higher frequency through this external device and then close this back down. So we have a precision control system for allowing for vascular flow, access to the brain. And this is a completely novel technology because the blood-brain barrier and the vascular flow to the brain has a unique control system, and that's what protects the brain. So it's important to be able to treat central nervous disorders by accessing the brain, and that's what the Relieve system is doing. So we've received a recent grant from the Cleveland Clinic, several million dollars, to fund the work here to enhance post-stroke recovery with oxygen as well. And so we now have a study ongoing, and we've received breakthrough designation to study this for cluster headaches and other diseases. But now we are also entering the area where we're looking at this to be able to open up the blood-brain barrier and enhance vascular supply and or delivery of macromolecules and even potentially biologics into the brain. But again, the key is to be able not to just open this up temporarily, but to control the opening and the closing and time that to when the pharmaceutical or medical treatment is delivered. Because leaving the blood-brain barrier in an uncontrolled fashion, you risk swelling and edema, potential damage to the brain, because that's why it's a protected, self-contained system in the central nervous system. So it's important to be able to do this in a precision fashion, and not just open it, but close it and be able to do this on demand. So we've developed a system that allows you to do that. And we believe that's the future for treating many injuries, damage, disorders of the central nervous system, because right now there's substantial limitation to access to the brain. Does that make sense?
It sure does. It makes a lot of sense. And now we're getting the hang of how it works and how it is certainly solving problems, as mentioned. Now, there's a lot of talk about chip implants, not approved by the FDA. You're approved, I understand, and have patients. So how hard was the process to get approved?
We do not have full approval by the FDA. The technology was approved in Europe and had CE mark in Europe. In the United States, we've received breakthrough designation, and we've completed the clinical study of 94 patients that was published in the journal Nature, and we have it's a level one prospective randomized study that proves the efficacy of the device, the safety of the device. And so we are pending, we have breakthrough designation, and we hope to file to get full FDA clearance in the first quarter of 2024. So the device is out there. It's been used in 700 patients, and now we're trying to complete the regulatory process. The challenges with the regulatory process are, people, it's extremely costly and time consuming. You have challenges as it relates to understanding the and completing the entire manufacturing process for a very complex electrical implant, and it has to be sealed. You have to have validation, verification, substantial work with documentation, both on software and hardware. And then you have the U.S. and European Union process for this Class 3 implantable. So the process takes several years and a prolonged clinical study. We have completed the clinical study. We've completed the data. We've received breakthrough designation. And we simply have two other steps, doing some software validation and doing biocompatibility studies. And then we hope to apply, we will be applying to for FDA approval Q1 of 2024. Well, this also allows us then to use this in these other studies. We talked about the study in the stroke area, and we're looking forward to also working on this in the blood-brain barrier control systems, so it will allow us to treat and access the central nervous system and treat current conditions that really are unable to currently be treated. Not only does it do this, but by stimulating the blood-brain barrier and or opening the vascular supply, what people don't understand is that also enhances the lymphatic and vascular outflow, venous outflow from the brain. So if toxic products occur in the brain, there's no way for them to drain out. This blood-brain barrier lymphatic system is limited. So the goal is not just to open and close, but also to enhance drainage of some of these toxic byproducts from the brain, and that can enhance potentially treatment of a number of diseases. My mother had normal pressure hydrocephalus, and I watched her go through this, and that's been one of my driving factors to how to understand and treat these conditions. Even though I'm an orthopedic surgeon by training, the ideas that are spawned by identifying challenges that you see and developing systems to solve them.
Now, also in a curiosity, of course, how are you funded, and who is the team behind the project?
Well, the funding has been through my own research institute of Benuti Research, Benuti Technologies, and then we have, which has been a studio which is self-funded for the last 30 years. So we've been the primary funder. We've gone out, and there's a physician network of angel investors that have helped us. We've raised about $5 million, and we're now going to a Series A fundraise to try and take this to complete these clinical studies for other applications. So we're in the process of doing this, but currently it's been all self-funded through our team and through a small group of angel investors, which are is a physician network. And then we also have some investments from Singapore and Thailand, where we have a group that's been very interested in this, neurologists in Thailand and in Singapore that have made some investments. So that's small capital contributions we've raised, and the rest we've all bootstrapped through my own Benuti Technology Studio.
Well, this is certainly excellent, and we certainly appreciate all your efforts and all you're doing in this space. Before you go, how can potential patients and medical professionals learn more about Relieve and be in touch?
We'd be honored to chat with them. We have the Relieve website, relieve.com, R-E-A-L-E-V-E.com. And then you can look at the site and leave us messages. We'll contact and get back to you, our Relieve team. Well, more than happy to answer any questions, discuss, follow up, and certainly listen to other concepts or ideas as well, because we're constantly innovating, developing new technologies, new patents to allow us to enhance these treatment disorders and options for patients.
Again, Dr. Benuti, we certainly appreciate your time. Again, folks, for more information, visit relieve.net. Dr. Benuti, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks very much, Eric, and I'm just Peter, so thanks for your time.
Hey, you're more than welcome, Peter, anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Peter Benuti, a surgeon, inventor, author, professor, consultant, and entrepreneur with over 30 years of experience. And again, for further details, visit relieve.net. Again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.